continuing to learn the laws of Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. Going to conclude these halachos tomorrow. It's brought down in the Ramah after all of the discussion of the process, the ceremony of the Kohen with the Nesias Kapayim Duchening. It says, Aser l'shtamish b'kohen afil b'zman hazeh. As a person is not allowed to literally use a Kohen to provide a service for you, even b'zman hazeh, even though, in fact, the Beis Hamikdash isn't here, and you would think maybe the level of Kedusha is not the same, you're not allowed to take advantage of and use a Kohen, to the extent that the Be'er Heitev says, v'rabim nimnoim shul kachas mishores Kohen mitam zeh. If you're a person who needs a servant, a helper, some people are cautious not to use a Kohen for this reason. It's brought down also in the Be'er Halacha that this may only be if the person who needs the service is a non-Kohen. But Kohen, big Kohen, Efshe Shemuter, because in the same club, possibly that's not an issue. But then the Ramah continues and says, the reason why is the Havi Moel Behektish. It's comparable to a person going to the Beis Hamikdash, taking out the vessels or using things which are supposed to be offerings, karbonos, and use them for your own benefit. That is the way a Kohen is visioned and looked upon in the Torah. However, the Ramah concludes and says, "Im lo mochel al kach," unless he was forgiving of his kavod, he was mochel on his kavod, which implies that if the Kohen said, "It's okay, I know I'm a Kohen, but I'll serve you anyway," then it's not a problem whatsoever. It's only if he's machbid, if he's particular, that he would not want to do such a thing, then you're not allowed to use him. However, if he's moichel, it's not an issue. But on this, the Be'er Heitev asked the question brought down by the Taz. It says, Hakai Malan, we know that based on the word, pasuk, the kidashto, that he becomes sanctified, that means bal koch, even against his will. When you're born as a Kohen, even if you're not happy that that's your lot in life, that is exactly who you are. And therefore, de'im nasa grusha, even though we know a Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, a divorced woman, what happens if he does? So do we allow him to live happily ever after? Kofenoso shigarshena. We force him, however we do that, it's up for discussion, but nonetheless we force him to get a divorce. We do not allow the Kohen to remain in this status, because he's not allowed to marry the Grusha. Ask the Taz, why are we so particular about this Kohen? You can maybe ask, based on the words of the Ramah, why don't we say, L'neima shu mochal kedushasa? Just like the Kohen, who is not supposed to really provide service, be taken advantage of, because he's comparable to a holy vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, but he says, it's okay, don't worry about it. So why don't we say the same thing? That maybe when it comes to a Kohen who doesn't really care that he's a Kohen, let him do whatever he wants for the same reason. So he brings down that there is an obvious distinction between the two cases. Does the Hani Mili Gabi Nose Noshim Baver? When it comes to the act of marrying this woman, this divorced woman, it was something which he did which was wrong. And therefore, he does not have the right to do such a thing, which is an aveira. Aval, however, liftoach rishon, levarech rishon, when it comes to getting certain honors, certain kibudim, that the Kohen gets the first opportunity, for example, look at the first aliyah, and in that event, if he's mochel and his kavod, delo havi el kvodo, it's only for his own honor. Therefore, yochel limchol. And therefore, it's an obvious distinction, and therefore he's allowed to be mochel on his kavod. And then the Be'er Heitev brings down the words of the Magen Avraham. Interestingly, he says, Shekasav sham de'ein anu b'kien b'yechusei ha'kuhuna, because nowadays, that we're not such experts as they used to be, being able to trace back all the way back to Aron HaKohen, even though a Kohen is 100% a Kohen, but nonetheless, they do not have the same family tree of knowing exactly ben acher ben, exactly who this person is. Mishum Hach, he says, for this reason, ein anu nizharin achshav b'kedushas kohen. We're not so particular, we're not as careful and cautious with the sanctity of the kohen. And not everyone agrees with this. In fact, many of them, Parshim, disagree, including the opinion of the Vechneses Yecheskel, that he writes, Chalila, God forbid that you should say such a thing out loud, which I just read, Lahotzi Laz Ayichuse Kahuna Bizmanazet, because then maybe you'll end up giving the false perception that really there's something wrong, that the Kohanim that we have are really not legitimate Kohanim, and therefore we should certainly treat them with the same Kedusha, regardless of your opinion. Now the Mishnah Brura continues, and says a little bit more than just the one word of the Pasuk. The Mishnah Brura says, Shehar Nemar, because the Pasuk says, V'kidashno kieslechem alkecha humakriv. Now this Pasuk, which he quotes, is taken from Parshas Emor, and on that Pasuk, there's the Rashi which tells us that because of this, because of their sanctity of Kedusha, Noheg Bo Kedusha, Liftoach Rishon B'chol Davar, that we always have to have the Kohen have the first opportunity to do everything, Ulvarech Rishon B'suda, and also when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, when you have the opportunity to have a mezumen, if there's a Kohen present, that's the person who really should be asked before everyone else, based on the Pesuk. And the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, V'af achshav she'en anu karbanos, even though nowadays we do not have the karbanos, and the Pesukim over there, Parshas Emor, is referring to the Kohanim in the times of the Mishkan, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, b'kedushasahu omed, they still retain the same level of sanctity as people, as Kohanim. Mishum zeh asa begrusha l'tam l'meisim. That's the reason why they still have these rules and laws, even though it's in a time without the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, with regard to mechila, that the Kohen is mochel, he doesn't mind, says that's okay. Abel im mochel mutter, if he in fact is forgiving, and he says it's okay, I don't have to bench, someone else will do it, I don't have to get the first aliyah, someone else can do that as well, no problem, mutter. Shekavod kahuna, because the idea that we give honor to the Kohen, for example, opening with Toach Rishon, different ways we honor them. The only reason for this is Nitan Lahem Rak Lahanasam, is to give them the feeling of benefit for their position that they hold. And that's the reason why, as the Rama said, that if the Kohen wishes, he can tell the Israel, no problem, I'll work for you, and don't worry the fact that I'm a Kohen. Now, not everyone agrees to this opinion. In fact, when it comes to the Kohen, some people hold quite the opposite, that a Kohen does not have the right to be mochel in his kavod. Now, if you look at, for example, a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, the Torah says that you have to show certain respect for them. For example, as the Pasuk says, b'nei seva talkum, you have to stand up for the elderly. And actually, it's from that source that we learn that a person has to stand up for a sefer Torah. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to stand up for a Torah. But logically, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, that why does the Pasuk say you stand up for a scholar? Because of the Torah knowledge within them. So obviously, the Torah itself you would stand for as well. So the question is, does the Talmud Chacham have the right to be milk on his cover? The answer is yes. He says, you know what, every time I walk in the room, don't stand up for me, just continue studying, I don't want to be distracting, don't worry about it. He's allowed to. And the reason why some of Harshim say that we allow the Talmud Chacham to be mochel his kavod is because he earned it, which means that he worked, he was engaged in Torah study for many years, to be able to reach this great madrega of being a Talmud Chacham, being a scholar. However, on the other hand, when it comes to the Kohen, what was the Kohen, what was it necessary for him to do to reach this lofty position of being called a Kohen? He was born into it. And therefore some hold that when it comes to the Kohen, we do not say that he has the right to be mochel. because it's not something which was really his to be able to give up on that mechil, to give up on. It was really something which was given to him as a gift from Hashem. And therefore, some actually hold that you're not allowed to be makom mekabel. And with this, we conclude with the words of the Rambam. The Rambam told us, is discussing, which we discussed a week ago, about certain people that are not allowed to duchen because they have committed certain crimes. And it's a very small amount of people. Only person who's a murderer, or maybe someone who is Ovid Avodah Zara, an idol worshiper. However, if you do many other sins, then you're still allowed to perform the Seis Kapai. And says the Rambam, that's Afilu Asa Tshuva Al Chatav. Even if you know you've made mistakes, and you say, I'm not doing tshuva, I'm not changing, I'm a sinner, I could care less, we still allow you to do the Seis Kapai. The question is why? And the Rambam says the reason as follows. It says, the Alta Tam of Atom, you should not be bewildered and ask, Ma toil birchas hed yedzeh? Why is this guy giving us a bracha? He's a nobody. He's a sinner. He's a rasha. So says the Rambam, She'ein kibul habracha toli b'kohanim el b'kodesh baruch hu. That the bracha that's being given is not dependent on the person who's standing in front of you, who happens to be a kohen. That happens to be true. But it's HaKodesh Baruch Hu that is actually giving you this bracha. Shnemar, I, Hashem, will give the Bnei Yisrael the bracha, not the Kohanim. Which means that Kohanim osim esvasan shin stavuba. The Kohanim have to go through the motions of doing as they're told, of giving this blessing of the Seis Kapayim, but Kodesh Baruch Hu barachamav, but Hashem with His compassion, mevarech es Yisrael, kichepso. Hashem is the one that will give the bracha. And therefore, based on this idea, the Kohanim are just like vehicles in order that the bracha should be given from Hashem to the Bnei Israel. And therefore, unlike the Talmud Chacham, it's very possible that when the Kohen wishes to be mochel on his kavod, he may not do so.